弟兄姐妹朋友们平安。
Peace, brothers, sisters, and friends.
我们先来主的面前一起祷告。
Let us pray first.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前，来呼求你的名。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come before you and cry out to your name.
因为就像你说的，若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人也枉然劳力。
Just like you said in the Bible, if the Lord does not build, then the man that who is doing the work is in vain.
若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人也枉然警醒。
If it's not the Lord guard the city, the soldiers that is labor in vain.
主，我们真的知道是主你的宝血赎买了主你的儿女。
Lord, we know that it is your precious blood redeemed all the people.
是你把我们召聚在一起来敬拜你。
And it is you gathered us around to worship you.
主，就求助你的圣灵，你的话语就今天引导我们从头到尾的敬拜。
And Lord, let your Holy Spirit guide and lead us with our worship today.
愿你的话语能够进入我们每个人的心。
May your word enter intoEveryone's heart.
让我们真的明白主你的旨意。
So that we can know the will of our Lord.
我们这样同心合一的祷告，奉靠耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
And we pray in unison in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 前两天呢，听到一个很有意思的故事。
I heard a very interesting story a couple days ago.
那么几个小朋友正在上主日学。
And there's several children that they're having their Sunday school class.
老师问他们最喜欢吃什么食物。
And the teacher asked them what is the delicious food you like.
那么其中一个小朋友说，我最喜欢吃蛋糕上那层厚厚的糖衣。
And one of the child said, I like the most the toppings of a cake.
那么另一个小朋友马上就回答说，谁吃那些糖衣谁就不爱神。
And another child said, whoever eats that toppings that is not loving God.
那么第一个小朋友他很委屈，认为自己爱神。
But the first child think that she was misunderstood and she loves God.
因为他喜欢读圣经，也常常祷告，也喜欢帮助别人。
Because she often read the Bible and pray and help others.
那么他心里想，就是因为他爱吃一些糖，就被别人说他不爱神了嘛。
And only because she loves to eat those sugary toppings, does that mean that she's not loving God?
那么第二个小朋友知道，他说，我们人的身体，人，我们身体是神的殿。
And the second child think that our body is the temple of our God.
那么吃糖多就对我们身体有害。
And eating more sugar is not good for your health.
那你伤害主的身体了，那伤害主所住的这个殿，你就是在就不爱神。
If you hurt the body, the temple of the Lord, that you're not love God.
其实听到这个故事呢，我也其实是真的是很感谢主。
And after I heard this story, I give thanks to God.
他们就是这么小的小孩子，就在谈论怎么样来爱神。
And even though they're very young children, they are start talking about how to love God.
其实类似这样的问题呢，或者这些事，其实在我们成年的基督徒中也时而发生。
And actually, those kind of questions that often happens within adults group too.
那么一些弟兄姐妹呢，常常问这样一些问题。
And often brothers and sisters ask such questions.
他们说，我们祷告是应该站着、坐着还是跪着呢
？When we pray, should we sit and kneel down or stand up?
那么我们应该一天读多长时间圣经
？How many hours we should read the Bible every day?
那我们一天应该祷告多长时间
？And how many hours we should pray every day?
那么我们的主日，我们在主日能不能看电影或者看电视或者是上电脑
？And on the Lord's day, should we watch movie or TV or go on to the internet?
基督徒能不能饮酒
？And can Christians drink?
那么等等的这些问题，其实它都有一个共同的特点。
All such questions have a common cause.
那么就是他们在其实是忽略了神在圣经中很多明确的教导的真理。
Because they overlooked some very clear instructions from the Lord.
而且过分强调一些细节或者人的一些规条。
And often more focused on some rules that are made by man.
那么约翰福音四章二十四节明确告诉我们
And in John chapter 4 verse 24 tells us
他说神是个灵所以敬拜他的必须用心灵和诚实来敬拜他
God is spirit and his worshippers must worship him in spirit and in truth
那么他们的动机都是好的
Their motivations are good.
那么都是想通过一些外在的表现来讨神和人的喜悦。
And they want to please God through some appearance, the outside the actions.
但是呢，提摩太后书三章五节说，如果这些人如果心里面不是一个真正的想爱神的心。
But from Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 5, it says, "If only through the appearance, not the heart of the man."
那么他称这些人，就是说，他说有敬虔的外貌，却背了敬虔的实意。
They call this group of people that they only have the appearance of godliness, but does not have the truly power of God.
那么其实这些呢，其实都是律法主义的一些不同表现。
And these are all the appearance of the legalism.
那么什么叫律法主义
？What is legalism?
其实很多人给律法主义下过很多不同的定义。
Many people give the definition of the legalism.
那么呢，我也看了很多这些定义呢，但是我发现有一个叫现代神学家露丝。德尼他给律法主义的这个定义呢，我觉得比较准确一些。
And I looked at some many definitions of legalism, but one of the modern theologians that called Rush Dooney's definition, I think, is more meaningful.
他是这样给律法主义下的定义。
And he said this.
他说律法主义就是把一套怎样行、守什么作为在神面前称义的方法。
Legalism is a man's way, a set of rules that what or how to become justified before God.
他用人的行为取代神在基督里作为称义之道的救赎行动。
It replaces God's redemption through Jesus Christ, which is justification by faith, by man's own action of saving themselves.
当律法被用为称义之道的时候，
When legalism becomes the way of justification for man,
那么其实这种用途就改，这种用途的改变呢，就完全改变了律法。
Its usage totally changes the purpose of the law given by God.
那么律法主义呢，它主要其实有三种表现。
And there's three categories of legalism.
第一种就是说靠他们靠。靠守律法，想在神面前称义。
And one is that they, by observing the law, they want to be justified before God.
那么其实呢，这与圣经的教导，我们说只有信耶稣基督才能在神的面前称义相对立。
And this is very contradicted with the teachings from the Bible that only through justification by faith that we can be saved.
那么第二种就是说，在神的律法之外，他们又添加了许多人所立的规条。
And the second category is upon the biblical teachings in the Bible that they add some other rules that made by man.
而且呢，在实践中呢，把这些规条置于律法之上。
And then in their man-made rules that they put their rules above.God's law.
那么他们其实忽略了律法，却极力行那些人力的规条。
And they overlooked God's law, but by obeying humans' rules.
那么第三种就是只了解律法的表面意思。
And the third is that they only understand the superficial meanings of the law.
或者也可以说，他们只想了解律法的表面意思，不想深刻的来追究。
They only want to understand the superficial meaning of the law.
而且用诡诈的心来绕过律法对他们的要求。
And with the treachery in their heart that they want to find a way around God's law.
其实呢，在某种程度上讲。
And in some degree.
我们每个信神的人在某个方面或多或少存在律法主义的问题。
And every believer that we all have certain degree of legalism.
那么在今天的信息中。
And in today's sermon.
那么主耶稣呢就揭露和驳斥了犹太人的律法主义。
And the Lord exposed and refuted the Pharisees their legalism.
我们就分三个方面来理解这段经文。
And we want to explain this in three perspectives.
第一点就是人不可将人力的规条置于神的律法之上。
And man cannot put their own man-made rules above God's law.
那么主耶稣呢斥责犹太人的假冒伪善。
And the Lord, he refuses the Jews, their hypocrites.
那么第三个我们分享一下，人不可用诡诈来绕过神律法的规定。
And also, man cannot use their own treachery to get around the law of God.
我们一起来先看第一点，人不可立，把人立的规条置于神的律法之上。
That man cannot put their own traditions above the law of God.
这就是在第一节到第五节。
It's from verse 1-5.
我们先看第一节。有法利赛人和几个文士从耶路撒冷来到耶稣那里来聚集。
Verse 1, the Pharisees and some of the teachers of the law who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus.
其实我们透过前面第一节第一章到第六章的分享。
And from the sharing of chapter 1 through chapter 6.
我们知道自从主耶稣开始他在地上的事工。
And since the Lord who started his ministry on earth,
法利赛人和文士其实都在一直在极力的反对他，还有窥探他。
And the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, they all trying to find ways to against Jesus.
那么当主耶稣说他能赦免人的罪的时候，他们说主耶稣在亵渎神。
When Jesus said he can forgive people's sin, that they called Jesus that blaspheme God.
那么当主耶稣和罪人并税吏一同吃饭的时候，
When Jesus had dined together with the Levites, with the tax collectors and the sinners, then they rebuked Jesus.
他们说主耶稣在侮辱他们犹太人的名。
And they said Jesus was put in disgrace with of their Jewish names.
那么当他们看到主耶稣跟门徒不进食的时候，
When they saw Jesus and his disciples not fasting,
他们认为主耶稣没有教导他的门徒好好的守规，就老人们传下来的规矩。
And they were rebuking Jesus that not obeying the traditions of their forefathers.
那么当门徒在安息日经过麦地，因为饥饿而切了几个麦穗要吃的时候，
When Jesus and his disciples passed by the grain field, because they are hungry, they promised some grains to eat.
他们就指责主耶稣的门徒犯了安息日。
And they were rebuking that the disciples they violated the Sabbath day.
那么当主耶稣在安息日医治了一个枯干一只手的人的时候，
When Jesus healed a shriveled hand during the Lord's day,
他们竟要想法来谋害耶稣。
And they want to murder Jesus.
那么尽管这些法利赛人和文士极力的反对主耶稣他的事工，
Even though the Pharisees and the scribes, they were trying extremely to against Jesus Christ.
甚至想要陷害他。
Or they want to put him into prison.
那么其实主耶稣的事工呢，他在继续的扩展，他的名声也越来越大，跟随的人其实是越来越多。
But Jesus' ministry is expanding, and the people that follows him become more and more.
那么终于呢，第一次，那么他们从耶路撒冷派他们的这些宗教领袖来到加利利。
So this is the first time they send their leaders that their leaders to come to Galilee to follow Jesus.
他们第一次来，第一次那次是记录在马可福音3:22，他们污蔑主耶稣，靠鬼王赶鬼。
And the first is recorded in chapter 3 that they were saying Jesus is casting out the evil spirit by the devils.
所以呢，很明，所以马可福音3:22告诉我们说，从耶路撒冷下来的文士说他是被别西卜附走，又说他是靠鬼王赶鬼。
And the scribes who come down from Jerusalem said he is possessed by Beelzebub, by the prince of demons, he's driving out demons.
很明显，他们的反对和污蔑没有阻碍主耶稣他的事工。
They're trying to against Jesus, but never.Can prevent Jesus from doing his ministry.
所以根据今天的信息，我们刚才读的第一节经文，所以呢，文士跟法利赛人再一次来到加利利。
And today's chapter that once again said the Pharisees and the scribes they come again to Jerusalem.
他们还想继续来找机会来破坏主的事工。
They try to find more chance to.
我们下面看第二节。他们曾看见他的门徒中有人用俗手，就是没有洗的手吃饭。
They saw some of his disciples eating food with hands that were unclean.
那么这里表面上看去，法利赛人和文士呢是担心耶稣的门徒他们的卫生状况会影响他们的健康。
From the appearances, it seems that they were worried about the sanitation issue that Jesus and his disciples eating without wash their hands.
因为他们看见耶稣的门徒不洗手就吃饭。
Because they saw them not washing their hands before eat.
那么然而呢，他们并不是这个意思。
But that is not their true motive.
因为他们这儿所说的这个洗手，乃是他们犹太人中从前辈所传下来的一种礼仪传统。
This clean they were mentioned here is the ceremonial washing from their traditions.
他们并不是为了真正的来洁净他们的手，而是一种形式。
It is not only for the clean of their hands.But it's a ceremonial washing rule.
我们下面看一下第三节、第四节。
Verse 3 and 4.
原来法利赛人和犹太人都遵守古人的遗传，都不若不仔细洗手就不吃饭，从世上来若不洗浴也不吃饭，还有好些别的规矩，他们历代遵守，就是洗杯、罐、铜器等物。
The Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they give their hands a ceremonial washing, holding to the traditions of the elders. When they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash. And they observe many other traditions such as washing of cups, pitchers, and kettles.
那么这两节经文呢，其实是对上一节的解释。
And these two verses is an explanation to the above verses.
那么犹太人呢，认为只有他们才是洁净的。
The Jews think only them are clean.
因为他们是神拣选的子民。
Because they are God's chosen people.
那么在他们眼里，除了他们犹太人之外，别人都是不洁净的。
In their own eye, other than themselves, all others are unclean.
那么所以呢，按照他们过去的传统。
According to their own old tradition.
那么只要是他们从集市上回来
，Anytime they came from the marketplace.
那么吃饭前一定要洗手。
They always wash their hands before they eat.
因为他们认为外面的人都是污秽的。
Because they think the outsiders they are all unclean.
那么免得外面的污秽使他们也变得不洁净。
So to prevent the uncleanness from the outsiders.
然而，这也并非是真正的敬畏神，这只是一种礼仪。
this is not the real that sanitation, but only some ceremonial rules.
我们看一下第五节。
Verse 5.
法利赛人和文士问他说，你的门徒为什么不照古人的遗传用俗手吃饭呢？
And the Pharisees and teachers of the law asked Jesus, why don't your disciples live according to the traditions of the elders instead of eating their food with unclean hands?
那么这里我们注意到，法利赛人和文士表面上是在谴责主的门徒的行为。
And from the appearance that the Pharisees and scribes seems that they reprimand the actions of the disciples of Jesus.
其实他们的实际目标是在耶稣基督的身上。
But their motivation actually is Jesus himself.
所以呢，他们这儿并没有对主耶稣说，那些人为什么吃饭不洗手呢？
And they are asking that why those people that do not wash their hands and eat.
所以他没有这样讲，他们是怎么说的呢？他们是说，为什么你的门徒不遵循我们的传统规矩，吃饭且不洗手呢？
They're not saying why others, but saying that why your disciples not doing that.
也就是言下之意，就是你应该对此负完全的责任。
And the deep, the true meaning is that you should be responsible for the behavior of your disciples.
因为你一定没有好好教导你的门徒守这些老的规矩。
You must not have not teached your disciples to obey the tradition.
所以他们并没有，其实他们也并没有说主耶稣的基督徒，主耶稣基督的门徒呢犯了某条律法。
They are not rebuking that the disciples disobey the law.
而是说他们犯了古人的遗传。
And they are rebuking them violate the traditions of the elders.
当然，这里并不是意味着主耶稣基督的门徒就完全的守了律法。
But here it doesn't mean that Jesus' disciples they can fully obey the law.
而是说他，而是这里呢，他们把古人的遗传置于了律法之上。
And the focus here, the major point here is that they put human man-made rules, traditions above God's law.
所以就是这些法利赛人跟文士，他们并不在乎他们守不守律法，更在乎耶稣基督的门徒是不是守这些老的规矩。
The Pharisees and the scribes, they're not focused on whether the disciples that obey the law of God, but rather obey the traditions of man.
其实呢，我们有时候也会出现类似的这些律法主义的形式。
Sometimes we might also violate and commit legalism.
那么圣经中其实从来没有说过说饮酒就是犯罪。
And the Bible never said that drinking alcohol is sin.
虽然我们知道是醉酒它是罪，也是神不喜悦的。
But the drunkenness is sin, and God does not please is not pleasing by God.
然而，我们有时候就会认为，凡是喝酒的基督、饮酒的基督徒都不是好基督徒。
But sometimes we will fall to extreme that any Christian that drink alcohol is against God's law.
所以，其实圣经上没有这样讲，这是人形成的一种认识。
It's not taught by the Bible. It's just humans that the man-made rules.
我们下面再看一下主耶稣怎么来反应。
Now let us look at how Jesus reacted to their question.
这就是我们今天要谈的第三点。主耶稣第二点，主耶稣呢斥责犹太人的假冒伪善。
That's the second point of the sermon that Jesus reprimands the hypocrisy of the Jews.
我们先看第六节跟第七节，这是第六节跟第八节，我们先看六到七节。
Verse 6 to 7.
耶稣说：“以赛亚指着你们假冒伪善之人所说的预言是不错的。如经上说，这百姓用嘴唇敬拜我，心却远离我。他们将人的吩咐当作道理教导人，所以拜我也是枉然。”
Jesus replied, Isaiah was right when he prophesied about your hypocrites, as it is written. These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teaching are about rules taught by man.
那么主耶稣这里呢，是在引用以赛亚书二十九章十三节。
Jesus here is reference the book of Isaiah chapter 29.
那么主以赛亚书二十九章十三节是这样讲的，主说因为这百姓洁净我，用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我，他们敬畏我不过是领受人的吩咐。
Isaiah chapter 29 verse 13, the Lord says, these people come near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Their worship of me is made up only of rules taught by man.
那么主耶稣呢，其实引用这一节旧约经文，是想让法利赛人和文士明白他们假冒伪善的本质。
The reason the Lord used this reference in Isaiah because he wants the Pharisees understand their hypocritic thinking.
那么其实呢，他们知道嘴唇呢，在人体中呢，是在最表面的。
And we all know that the lips is the very appearance of man.
而心脏呢，是在人体中在最深处。
But the heart is within and deeper.
那么主耶稣是在斥责法利赛人和文士。
And the Lord is actually rebuking the Pharisees and the scribes.
所以是不要看你们是用你们的嘴唇唱诗赞美神、祷告祈求神。
You praise me with praise and me with your lips.
那么你们也是说你们爱神。
And you also said that you love God.
然而你们的这些举动就像明德罗、想德伯。
But all this you're doing is just like a lowly symbols.
并不是从你们内心发出的。
Not from the bottom of your heart.
那么天父呢？他是让人用心灵诚实来拜他。
But the Heavenly Father required his worshippers to worship him in truth and spirit.
那么你们其实用这些外表的形式来拜他。
But you only do this with the outward actions.
其实呢，我们人呢，往往是看外表，而神看内心。
We people usually only look at
the outward appearance, but God sees the
heart. Only God
knows man's heart. If the outside is
dirty, it's easy to be spotted. But the uncleanness inside the heart is hard to see.
其实我们可以洗净我们的外表。
We can clean our outside with the washing.
但是我们的内心呢，只能求神来洁净我们。
But our heart only can be cleansed by God.
那么主这里是在告诉法利赛人和文士。
The Lord here is teaching the Pharisees and the scribes.
他们把人力的规条当作神的真理教导人。
And they teach the others that man's made rule instead of God's law.
以为这样按这样的规条行就会讨神的喜悦。
Because they think that if they do this, they can please God.
主耶稣在这里就明确地告诉他们。
But the Lord here is clearly telling them.
你们做这一切都是假冒伪善，徒劳无功。
All you have to do is hypocrisy and is useless.
其实我们每个人都厌恶假冒伪善的人。
And every one of us, we might we do not like people who is hypocrites.
然而老实说，包括我自己，我们有时候其实可能就是其中之一。
But oftentimes, include myself, that we are hypocrites.
那么一个牧师他这样讲。
And one pastor said this.
他说主日敬拜的态度最能体现一个人是否是假冒伪善。
And the attitude that you come to worship God can demonstrate that if you are a hypocrite or not.
他说当我们步入神的教会的大门时。
And when we step into the buildings of church.
他说：“我们是否明白，我们是来到又真又活、圣洁的神的面前
？”Do we really understand that we come before this true and living God？
他让我们用心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
He wants us to worship him in spirit and in truth.
如果我们能够明白这些，
If we can understand this clearly,
那么我们的敬拜就会充满庄严、圣洁、敬畏和仰慕。
Then our worship will be with awing and fearing and admiring God's beauty.
那么当敬拜结束后，
When the worship is end,
这还是 他的话，我们不是匆匆走出教会的大门。
We're not hurried and left the church.
我们听到的信息也不会到停车场就化为乌有。
And all we heard that during the sermon will not be devoid when we in the parking lot.
我们下面看一下第八节。
And next, let us look at verse 8.
这就说，你们是离弃神的诫命，谨守神，居守人的遗传。
And you have let go of the command of God and holding on to the traditions of man.
其实这里是主耶稣是在这里指出了他们假冒伪善的根源在哪里。
And here Jesus points out the root of their hypocrisy.
他们的根源是因为离弃神的教导，却持守人力的规条。
The root cause is they let go of the command of God and holding tied to the traditions of man.
所以这里我们中文这里面用的是离弃。
And in Chinese that here it says forfeit.
其实这个地方的离弃呢，在希腊语的圣经中呢，它的意思是忽略或者没有放在心上。
And in Greek, the original language that is, it says overlook or did not take it into heart.
那么主耶稣其实在驳斥犹太人。
And Jesus here is rebuking, refutes the Pharisees.
那么他们把人力的规条看得如此重要。
And they take so seriously of man-made rules.
以至于忽略了神的律法。
And then they overlooked.The command of God.
其实这对我们每一个基督徒神的儿女也是一个提醒。
And this is actually a good reminding of every one of us.
我们其实每个人每个基督徒都想按照神的教导过成圣的圣洁的生活。
Every Christian we should love the teachings of the Lord and live a victorious Christian life.
我每个弟兄姐妹也常常在讲说想让圣灵来引导我们使我们的决定和选择能够符合神的旨意
And every Christian claims that they want to pray to God and let the will of God fulfilled in their life
那么现在请让我们问我们自己一个问题我常常读经和祷告吗
But let us honestly ask ourselves one question. Do we often read God's word, Bible, and pray?
那么我们每个人有这样的常识，就是我们要想买一本书，要想知道里面说什么，我们必须认真把这本书读完，我们才能了解。
It's a common sense when we buy a book, if we want to know what is inside the book, we need to finish reading this book.
而且一本平常的书，我们也不可能读一遍就能明白。
Even for just a general book, reading once, we can not even fully understand.
我们跟一个人，人与人之间的关系，也不能就是来几句话就能够彼此明白。
And the relationship between person that cannot be fulfilled only by speaking one or two greeting words.
而圣经它是神的话，是神亲自用他的圣灵来启迪让人写出来的，是神的关于神的一本书。
Bible is the revelation inspired by God.It's God himself wrote this book.
而我们所敬拜的神也是一个无限的全知全能的神。
And the God we worship is unlimited, eternal, and omniscient and omnipotent God.
所以如果我们不花时间在神的话语和祷告上，
If we do not spend time reading his words and pray to him,
我们又想过圣洁的生活， 来符合神的旨意来决，而又想就是做出的决定和选择能够符合神的旨意。
And we want to live a victorious life, and we want to live according to God's will, and make our decisions based on His will.
其实大家想过这个问题，其实这明显就是一种自欺。
And if we think this seriously, this is self-deceiving.
就是像我们一个人，我们想考试是想去打个好分数，考个一百分，但是我不愿意去学习。这是不可能的。
It's just the common sense. If we, when we take a test, we want a 100 perfect score, but we don't want to spend time to study.
下面我们看律法主义的另一个表现。
Now let's look at the another way of legalism.
也就是今天我们的要讲的第三点，不可以用诡诈来绕过律法。
And the third point, the Jews use treachery to get around the law of God.
那我们这是在第九节到第十三节。
And it's from verse 9 to 13.
我们先看第九节。
9.
又说，你们诚然是废弃神的诫命，要守自己的遗传。
And you have a fine way of setting aside the commands of God in order to observe your own traditions.
那么其实这里面第九节呢，看上去好像是重复第八节。
And verse 9 seems it's a repetition of verse 8.
然而呢，当我们仔细考察的时候，我们就会发现。
But if we look at it carefully,
那么第九节，那么是第八节的一个递进。
And we will discover it's further deeper in the meaning.
因为第八节的用的动词它是离弃。
And verse 8 that the verb is let go.
那么第九节用的动词它是废弃。
And the verse 9 is abolish.
我们知道，我们说离弃呢，它是指那些没有放在心上或者忽略过去。
And we know that let go is overlook or not taking into heart.
而废弃呢，是指一种故意的抛弃。
And in verse 9, abolish, that means that we deliberately just forfeit it.
所以呢，主耶稣是在揭露他们一种更严重的假冒伪善的律法主义的行为。
Jesus here is actually expose their deeper hypocrisy here.
我们看一下第十节。
Verse 10.
摩西说当孝敬父母，又说咒骂父母的必致死他。
Moses said, honor your father and your mother. Anyone who curses his father or mother must be put to death.
那么当孝敬父母呢，我们知道是十诫中的第五条诫命。
And honor your father and mother is the fifth commandment from the Ten Commandments.
那么这我们在圣经中可以找到，在出埃及记第二十章十二节，生命记第五章十六节。
And it's taken from the Exodus chapter 20, and also in the Leviticus chapter 18.
它是出埃及记二十章十二节，还是生命记第五章十六节？
Leviticus chapter 5 verse 16.
还有下面咒骂父母的必致死他。
And whoever curses his father and mother will be put to death.
那么这是在出埃及记二十一章十七节。
It is taken from the book of Exodus, chapter 21, verse 7.
那么《利未记》二十章九节也有记载。
And in Leviticus, chapter 20, verse 9, also recorded the same command.
所以其实呢，前面这两句话说，当孝敬父母，咒骂父母的必致死他，这都是神在再三的重复的他的律法。
And this.Honor parents. This command that is the command that God repeatedly recorded in His words.
那么我们看一下这个法利赛人和文士他们是怎么看的？我们看十一节十三节到十三节。
Verse 11 to 13.
你们倒说，人若对父母说，我所当奉给你的已经做了割耳板，割耳板就是贡献的意思。以后你们就不容他再奉养父母，这就是你们承接遗传废了神的道，你们还做许多这样的事。
But you said that if a man says to his father or mother, whatever help you might otherwise have received from me is corban, That is a gift devoted to God. Then you no longer let him do anything for his father or mother. Thus you nullify the word of God by your tradition that you have handed down, and you do many things like that.
那么这里面的这割耳板的意思是奉献给神的礼物。
Corban here means that a gift that is devoted to God.
那么他们犹太人呢，他们内部有一个规条。
And for the Jews, they have a rule.
只要某个人宣布他要奉献一切的财产在神的事工上。
If anyone claims that they want to devote their properties that to God,
他就可以不把任何财物给任何人。
And they can refuse to give their things to others.
然而呢，他们自己可以不受限制的使用。
But they themselves they can use it any way they want.
所以很多犹太人呢，就利用这个人力的规条。
So many Jews that they use this rule.
他们为了逃避或者是绕过当孝敬父母不然就被致死的这个律法。
To escape that, to honor their parents.
来宣布他们的全部财产都要奉献在神的事工上。
And they claim that they devoted all their properties to God.
这样他们就可以不管父母的需要也心安理得。
So that they can ignore all their parents' need and they will cheat themselves and become settled.
其实呢，他们用如此诡诈的心来抛弃神的律法。
But their treachery heart that the way that they deceive themselves that to abolish the law of God.
而且呢，他们就用这种方法能够找到看似合理的借口来逃避做儿女的本分。
They use this rule as an excuse to escape their responsibilities to help their parents.
其实呢，类似的这些律法主义也可能存在于我们基督徒的中间。
The similar legalism also appears in nowadays Christian.
那么我们都知道，神在旧约中的十诫和以赛亚书五十八章。
And we all know that the Ten Commandments in the Old Testament and Isaiah chapter 58.
那么这些地方都告诫神告诫他的子民要在安息日放下平日的工作。
And those two references that God teaches warnings his believers that they should lay aside all their normal lives and focus on worship.
要让他的儿女来到他的殿中和其他儿女一起来敬拜他。
He wants his children to come to his temple to worship with others, to worship him with others.
那么神其实也在希伯来书第十章警戒我们不要停止聚会。
And also in the book of Hebrews, God also warned his believers, do not stop to gather together to worship him.
然而我们有多少时候因为工作忙或者家里忙而不参加主日的敬拜？
But how many times do we use the excuse that I'm busy at work or too many chores at home that I cannot come to church?
让我们来诚实地问问自己，我是那个人吗？
Let us truly ask ourselves,Am I the person that used this as an excuse to legalize our action?
那么神呢，其实在利未记27章30节。
And in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27?
30.
Chapter 30.
27节，27章30节。
Chapter 27.
对，30节。
Verse 30.
对，他也在马拉基书第三章。
And also the book of Malachi, chapter 3.
他也在箴言第三章。
And also Proverbs, chapter 3.
还有旧约的其他许多的地方，告诫神的子民要至少拿出十分之一来献给神。
And also many other places that he emphasized that God's people should offer to him one-tenth of their income.
那么其实人神呢也在也在马太福新约的马太福音二十三章二十三节来这样抨击法利赛人和文士的假冒伪善。
And also in the book of Matthew chapter 23, Jesus is rebuking the Pharisees that this way.
他这样来抨击他们说，你们这假冒伪善的文士和法利赛人有祸了，因为你们将薄荷、茴香、芹菜献上十分之一，那律法上更重的事就是公义、怜悯、信实，反倒不行了。这更重的是你们当行的，那也是不可不行的。
Matthew chapter 23 verse 23, Woe to you, teachers of the law, and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You give a tenth of your spices, mint, dill, and cumin, but you have neglected the more important matters of the law, justice, mercy, and faithfulness.
那么主耶稣在这里其实是在说，
And Jesus here is saying,
十分之一的归给神是律法的要求。
And the tenth of your gains that belongs to God, this is the requirement of the law.
在新约旧约都是一样。
And it is same in the Old Testament, also in the New Testament.
那么公义、怜悯、信实，更是这一要求的具体体现。
And the justice, mercy, and faithfulness is the concrete result of those the offerings.
我们多少时候因为经济紧张，我们拿不出奉献。
And oftentimes we claim that because of our the tight of our budget that we cannot make the offering.
也让我们诚实地问问我们自己：我是那个人吗？
And we need to ask ourselves truthfully, am I the person that is a hypocrite in this situation?
我们今天呢，考察了这个几种律法主义的不同表现。
Today that we studied the appearance different manifestations of the legalism.
那么说人呢，不可以把人定的规条置于律法之上。
And man cannot put their man-made rule above God's law.
我们也看到主耶稣对律法利赛人和这个文士的假冒伪善的揭露和猛烈的抨击。
And we also saw that Jesus rebuked the hypocrisy of the Pharisees and the scribes.
那么主耶稣也告诫人们了，人不要用自己的诡诈来逃避神的律法。
And the Lord also warned us that do not use our own treachery to try to get around the law of God.
让我们一起来以加拉太书六章七到八节来彼此勉励。
Let us remind and encourage ourselves with the reference in the Galatians chapter 6.
加拉太书六章七到八节，不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的。人种的是什么，收的也是什么。种在情欲播种的，必从情欲败坏收败坏；种在圣灵播种的，必从圣灵收永生。
Verse 7 to 8 of Galatians chapter 6. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. The one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction.The one who sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前，来求你的怜悯，求你的饶恕。
Heavenly Father, we come before you. We ask your forgiveness and mercy.
主，我们多少时候亏缺你的荣耀？
Lord, oftentimes we fall short of your glory.
主，我们多少时候真的是？有方方面面的律法主义在我们里边。
How many times that we have our own legalism within us?
主，就求主你用你的话语跟圣灵常常来教导我们。
Lord, we ask your spirit with your words that working in us and teach us.
让我们真正是来信靠你，来遵循主你的话语。
So that we will truly trust you and obey your words.
让我们常常敬畏你的心。
So that we will have a heart that fear you.
让我们知道拜你就要用心灵诚实来拜你。
Let us understand that we worship you in spirit and in truth.
我们在祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢。